As House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner has become a central figure in the legal debates over the war on terrorism. He staunchly defended the Patriot Act, yet has said relatively little about wiretapping revealed by the New York Times. Now the House Judiciary Chairman has made it clear he does not like what he and other Republicans deem a biased report by a nonpartisan agency which provides Congress with analysis on legislative issues. The analysis by Congressional Research Service stated there appears to be no legal justification for the president to use domestic surveillance without a warrant. An independent group which researches national security policy and promotes public access to government information says the kind of criticism leveled at the congressional report is alarming. Stephen Aftergood is an analyst with the Federation of American Scientists.
What's alarming is that they did not simply say that the Congressional Research Service was in error, which is always a possibility. Instead, they said that the CRS authors were biased, which is a profoundly serious and even subversive allegation. It's subversive in the sense that it suggests that the authors were somehow corrupt and incapable of presenting an honest assessment.
Congressman Sensenbrenner has asked two outside constitutional experts to weigh in on the government eavesdropping debate. Both are affiliated with the conservative-leaning Ashbrook Center for Public Affairs. One of them is John Eastman, who insists his criticism of the congressional report as biased is the legal reasoning used, not the conclusion against warrantless wiretapping. And Eastman does not believe that undermining the report will deter the public and politicians from criticizing administration policies.
I don't agree with that at all. In fact, I'm pretty vocal myself at criticizing administration at times.
Unlike the Senate, the House has not yet held hearings on the high-stakes constitutional debate between Congress and the administration over the domestic surveillance program operated by the National Security Agency. Sensenbrenner's staff says whether hearings will be held in the House Judiciary Committee depend on answers to 51 questions he sent to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Those questions include defining the exact scope of the surveillance and what type of individual is targeted. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.